Pigs of Plenty, Pigs Galore by David McPhail. When you hear this sound, it's time to turn the page. Late one night, as I sat reading, I thought I heard the sound of feeding. Through the kitchen door I crept, barely watching where I stepped. A crash, a bang, a shout, a yell. I slipped on something, then I fell. I landed on a pile of pigs, some eating dates, some eating figs. In the cupboards, on the floor, pigs of plenty, pigs galore. Black pigs, white pigs, brown and pink pigs, making oatmeal in the sink pigs. Pigs in tutus, pigs in kilts, pigs on skateboards, pigs on stilts. Pigs from England, pigs from France, pigs in just their underpants. The king of pigs, the piggy queen, the biggest pigs I've ever seen. Pigs arrive by boat, by plane. A bus pulls up, and then a train. A band strikes up, a piggy sings. Then, at 10, the doorbell rings. Someone yells,
"The pizza's here!"
And all the pigs begin to cheer. Flying pizzas fill the air. One goes splat against my chair. The piggy piggies eat their fill. I get nothing, just the bill. "I've had enough," I scream and shout. "Get out, you pigs! You pigs, get out!"
"Please let us stay,"
the piggies cry.
"Don't make us go. Don't say goodbye."
"You can stay," I tell them all, "but sweep the floor and scrub the wall." I give them brooms, a pail, a mop. "Now sweep and scrub till I say stop." The piggies work, and when they're done, upstairs they stagger, one by one. They brush their teeth and comb their tails, then wash their snouts and clean their nails. The pigs and I climb into bed. I plump the pillows, plop my head. I close my eyes and try to sleep. Before too long, I'm dreaming deep of pigs and pigs and pigs some more, of pigs aplenty, pigs galore.